Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hour number two, Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Make sure you go to our website, 98.5thesportshub.com. Get the latest coverage of everything happening in New England sports and beyond. 617-779-0985 is the phone number. We'll talk to Bob Sweeney coming up later this hour. Let's talk about the future of the Patriots a little bit here, if we could. How do you feel about Marcus Mariota, gentlemen? You a yay or a nay on Mariota?
Yay.
I'm yay on everybody.
Let me state it this way. I'm more yay on him than I am Ryan Fitzpatrick. Because I think you can do some things with him, and I think he proved with his chance when Carr went down there that, you know, he can move the football team a little bit still. And, you know, fresh start, new start, especially with Josh, that, you know, you could design some things with him. You know, and he can throw. Mariota can still throw. You need guys that can throw the football. That's the key. And I will start there with a yes. That's better than Gardner Minshew. You know, like I said, Ryan Fitzpatrick. I don't know. Name some more.
No,
My
answer is unchanged on this from a week or two ago. I'm with you, Beetle. As if you might as well pose the question as this: Is it Cam Newton or Jared Stidham? No, then I'm a yes.
Because yes.
I
Stidham and Mariota. Let's go with Stidham and Mariota and maybe draft a guy.
Well, I saw enough from Cam Newton to know I don't want that again.
Bring him back.
I'm pretty sure the Patriots don't want Stidham, so any other name you bring up is going to be a yes because you're going to need a quarterback there. I mean, we're not going to go crazy off the deep end. We're not going to start talking about Brian Hoyer taking over the reins as the starting quarterback.
No,
but any reasonable suggestion, my default answer is going to be yes.
Now, let me clarify the Mariota thing real quick because obviously I'm a Jimmy guy. I want them to go get Jimmy. The reason I say, okay, yes to Mariota is I think we have to be real here. And we have to understand they weren't going to pay Tom Brady $25 million. Tom maxed out, hitting all of his bonuses, I think, at 28.25 this year.
What a bargain. What an absolute
bargain that is. That is the average going rate for a top 15 quarterback in the National Football League. 28, 29 million. They ain't going to pay that. They're not going to pay a guy more when they wanted to pay Brady less, and you had the greatest of all time. So I think we need to be realists here that you're probably going to be more in the Mariota type salary structuring, whatever you want to call it, because I think he was what 10.7 against 10.7 last year. That's better than 30 or 35.
And by the way,
you're not getting Deshaun Watson.
To say that 28.5 is an average, it really isn't. Anybody who's a starter that signed a contract in recent years is over $30 million a year.
I'm just trying to say that's the low functioning, you know, point for quarterback, you know, middle of the road quarterback. And I think
Derek
Mariota, what do they do?
A year.
What do they do? They look at guys and say, okay, what's the value of the guy and how much money does this guy make?
Jimmy G made nearly the same amount as Brady this year.
Pardon me?
I said Jimmy G made nearly as much as Brady.
Yeah, Carson Wentz made 39. Jared Goff made 31. Like, I don't want those guys. I'd rather take this guy at the type of money and go get him a receiver.
Why do you not
end.
Just want the best quarterback? Why do you care what the guy makes?
Because I think this guy's better than those two. I would say I'd take Mariota over Wentz and Goff.
Okay, who's the best quarterback
still played
out of the three?
At a high go ahead.
Who's the best quarterback out of those three guys?
I really don't know. I don't know.
I would say.
So if there's no separation, why would you
go after 40? I don't think Mariota's the best. I have a hard time believing Mariota will be the best out of those three.
When you factor everything in, he may be.
I think Wentz, when he's playing well and has his head screwed on correctly, is better than both of those guys.
He should
be. We haven't seen enough of that from Carson
right.
Wentz.
And that's a problem.
We just haven't seen enough of it.
His contract's awful. Whoever's trained for him is getting a horrible contract.
So anyway, Mariota is rumored to be a possible trade because The Athletic reported multiple sources, including one GM, told The Athletic the Raiders' preference is to move Mariota and keep Carr unless someone makes them a ridiculous offer for Derek Carr. Mariota has been mentioned as a possibility in New England with the hope he could become for the Patriots what Ryan Tannehill has been for Mike Vrabel in Tennessee.
So he left Tennessee. Tannehill came in. He left there. Now he's going to be the guy that he was replaced by. Like, I understand the point, but I kind of do agree with that a fresh start and the kid's not injured. You know, he's played in the league before. He's won football games, and he can throw. I'm open to guys that can throw the football. I can't watch a tight end play the position anymore. That's a tough year.
I just don't know that Mariota is going to develop in anything more than what he has been. And so, would I take him? Yes. Would I feel great about it? No. Would I feel a lot better about Jimmy Garoppolo? Of course, even with his durability concerns. But if they get a guy like Jimmy G or Mariota, they still have to draft a quarterback. Mm-hmm. They still have to continue to try and find something that could be better. So we'll see. But you're not going to find very many quarterbacks that I say no to.
Yeah, and that's kind of where we are, right?
Yes.
Because I know people are out there, well, what do you mean? Yes on this guy. You've been pumping Jimmy. Yeah, ideally, I would like Jimmy G. I think that's the best fix, but I don't know if it's going to happen. Who knows what San Francisco's, where their head's at. Now you hear stuff like, okay, maybe they want to keep him. Or 2 weeks ago, they're ready to deal him. I don't know. But I think Mariota's more of a realistic fit here when you consider everything, and they're not going to pay $30 million for a guy. They're not going to do it. You know how silly that would look? You know how silly that would make them look? Unless it's like Deshaun Watson walking through that door.
So now they can't do it because they'll look silly for letting Brady go? So they're going to let one bad decision allow them to make a second bad decision if they had a chance at a good quarterback? They'd pass because they don't want to pay him and impact their faux salary cap that they've put on themselves?
It would make them look silly.
So what?
Bringing a retread at 30 and you wouldn't pay the other guy at 25?
Well, who's the retread that makes 30?
I don't know. Jimmy would be considered somewhat of a retread. Moved around. Bounced around.
So they can't get Jimmy G? That's not realistic because they wouldn't
want
to pay him.
I want Jimmy G. Yeah, I'd be fine with that.
Beetle, that's pathetic. Well, there's an element to that in the NFL. We see it with first-round draft picks and second-round draft picks all the time. They won't make moves based, I say, solely on the fact that they spent a high draft pick in order to get them, and they won't move on from them. They won't try anything different.
Oh, N'Keal Harry?
You think they're going to draft another receiver in the first round this year?
It's like if you think they'd be reluctant to spend money on somebody just because they're viewed as a retread by some or they bounced around a little bit, yes, optics are a part of some of these personnel decisions in the league. I don't know why. I don't know why they care how it looks. Because
but Garoppolo shouldn't fit into that category.
Yeah, he might
no,
a little.
That would be Bill's guy. He was the guy that he picked to replace Brady
and had such a hard time trading away.
Bringing Wentz in, you pay more, that admits you made a mistake. There's a bit
of a stigma to a guy who took your team to a Super Bowl 2 years ago, and now that team doesn't want him anymore. What's wrong with him?
But he doesn't have an exorbitant contract, though. He's not even in the top 10.
Yeah, so why is San Francisco...
On an average value per year, that is, by the way.
And there is going to be, you will hear it, why is he available? Well, if this guy is so good, why is San Francisco willing to move on from him?
They're trying to get the noise out there.
Unless they get something better, he won't be available.
Right. And the first domino's got to fall at some point. And whether that's Minnesota to get cooking here with Cousins and get that deal done, now all of a sudden, okay, guys are going to start popping.
Let's get to your calls coming up next. Thanks for waiting. 617-779-0985. That's on the way.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Up. Putting you in the middle of the story, in the middle of the day.
He's already settled some debts with the Cosmo in Vegas.
Oh, the Cosmopolitan.
Yeah.
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's a reverse pass as he gave it up to Jennings, who threw it left-handed to Mariota, and he runs it across the 30, the 40-yard line of the Patriots, tackled at the 38.
Wow.
As the Titans gave the Pats a taste of their own doing.
Grable rubbing it in.
The same play the Patriots ran with Tom Brady on the previous series.
It's a great call.
That's the phone number.
That's the number.
Let's go to your calls. Go to Peter in the car. Hi, Peter. How are you? Peter, you there?
Hey, how's it going, Bertrand?
Hey, Peter.
Peter the Painter here. How's it going, Rob?
Peter, what's going on, buddy?
Nice to hear from you. Hey, my questions today are kind of pro and con with Zoe. First one being, I kind of agree with him on Garoppolo. I'm a diehard 49ers fan, so I listen to a lot of podcasts. They're disenfranchised with him because of his injuries, but he can still play. They love him as a player. He just can't stay on the field, so they're looking for a contingency. Second part is going back to the spring. I couldn't help with this snow falling and the walls closing in to think about Zoe's diatribe back in the spring. Talking about Tampa Bay and what kind of a dump it was and who would want to go there. And it's a bad franchise. And
all true.
I'm thinking flip-flops and shorts and skipping around with a pocket full of posies. And he went down there. He put him on the map. I remember the Pats when they sucked, worse than the Lions, kind of back when he was playing, but nothing to his fault. And
is a posy
just
a flower?
What his take is now.
Is a posy a flower? Yeah, right? It's a flower.
What's your take on Tampa now?
It's hot spot. Slamming.
Well, they've won the Stanley Cup. They were in the World
Tampa,
Series.
Right?
Now they've won the Super Bowl. They're having one of those Boston-like years down there.
Oh, they're selling the T-shirts now. Champa Bay.
They are Champa Bay.
Boston South. City of Champions.
Gross.
You know, we should get a condo there.
You know
East
what?
Coast,
you know? They should get an NBA team now, too. What the hell?
Why not?
Let's go. Big-time sports town.
They do this
now's
year.
The time. Now's the time to build new
That's
new
right.
for your baseball
they do.
Team.
Is that where...
That's where Toronto is this year.
That's where the Raptors are.
Oh, that's right. Gorgeous setup. It's connected to the Marriott right there. That's right.
Yeah.
Everything's coming up Tampa.
Gorgeous. Hotspot, Zoe says. Tampa, not a dump, hotspot.
You're good as long as you stay near Riverwalk. You get like a mile or two outside of town. It gets a little sketchy. You got Busch Gardens right there down the street.
Yep.
You're an hour and 10 minutes from Disney World. Can't beat it.
Yep. Great.
Who doesn't want to love? Go see the Miles anytime you can.
Yep. Greeny in Milford. Hi, Greeny.
Hey, what's up, guys? Bert, Heidi. What's up, Zoe?
What's up, Greeny?
But got a question here. I cannot fathom how all these experts on these NFL shows, the NFL Network, ESPN, CBS, all picked against Tampa Bay knowingly that the two starting offensive tackles are out of the game. I think Teddy and Randy picked New England. And I think Michael Irvin picked New England on the NFL Network. But see, I just where your can't mind fathom. Is? Pardon me?
You said New England twice. See where your mind is?
I mean, oh, sorry, though. Tampa Bay. Yeah.
Okay. Bill Cowher. Patriots, Bill Cowher, Tampa Bay Tampa. Confused now.
Yeah, really.
Tampa.
But I just don't understand how these guys could just, everybody loaded up in Kansas City, like I said, with the two starting tackles out of the game.
Listen to that.
Michael Irvin.
Even
I think
you
Michael
Irvin's
the only former player to pick them.
You're even doing what Patriots fans typically do. Go back after winning to mock the guys who picked the other team.
Yeah, to blah them.
I mean, if that is a Patriots fan move. For decades now, that has been a thing where you go back after you win and do the how does my ass taste to the announcers on ESPN. How could they have done that to us? How dare they pick another team? How dare they disrespect us the way they did to pick the other team? As if picking Kansas City in this Super Bowl was some sort of bold prediction. They were the favorites. Hello? Like, oh, how dare anyone choose the Rams to win Super Bowl 36? How disrespectful of them.
Right.
How could they load up on the Rams like that? How could they? I don't know. They were 14-point favorites. Like, this wasn't to that degree, but come on.
I remember doing pregame and postgame for that first Rams game back in 01. And I was at a bar. And I look over, and Mark Edwards is next to me, and he's peeing next to me. And he goes, and he had a big dip in. He goes, USOB, you picked against us. You wait and see. And I'm like, you guys are 14-point dogs. I'm not Ron Borges where I picked them 77-0. I said that to him. He goes, that's cool, it's cool, it's cool. He goes, we're going to get them, we're going to get them. I'm like, yeah, great.
You picked against us. Yes, I did.
Fullback. Yep. Yeah. Little meathead from Notre Dame. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Chip on his shoulder. Yeah. They hear it all, man. They're all aware of it. Arian, as soon as he got on his postgame, he went on with Mooch and, what was that, Eisen and all them, and Michael Irvin. He goes, hey, Michael, I just want to say hi to you because you're the only one who picked us today. I was sitting in my hotel watching pregame shows. Appreciate that, Michael.
But I think in 2001, though, there were plenty of people that felt like they had a shot. They had a shot. Not a lot of people thinking, oh, they're definitely going to win. That would have been insane. But people thought they had a shot. I would say that in 2001, more people were feeling the team had a shot than they did in 96.
Well, because you played them before, and they said that's a team.
Right, they played that season. They played them tough. So you think, okay, you got an outside chance of winning it.
Another comparison to the Giants.
So I just remember 96, no one gave you guys a chance.
No.
No, nobody gave the Patriots a chance.
It was Reggie White. It was Brett Favre in his prime, or just getting ready to hit his prime, and you know Mike Holmgren and all that crap, and then Parcells was leaving. Yeah. Yeah, nobody gave us a shot.
How dare they pick against the Bucks? How dare they do that, Greeny?
The Bucks.
Awful. Joe's in Gary. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Joe.
Good morning, gentlemen. Second time call, long time listener. Hey, you know, I want to bring something up. Remember Bill Parcells? You remember that guy?
Yeah.
Well, anyway,
heard of him. Mm-hmm.
He said, if you remember, that he wanted to be the head coach and the general manager. Because he did say, if you remember, that it's hard to be the cook. It's hard to cook the meal when you can't show up to the grocery.
Is that what he said? I haven't heard that one before.
To be the cook, you got to have a good prep cook. Now, if you have a good line prep cook, and like, say you're making a Marcel, and you already sous chef. Thank you. That's the name I was looking for. Sous chef.
Yes.
If you want a sous chef, I don't know how to put that together.
Well, I'll tell you what. You think about that for a few minutes. We come back on the other side. You can think about it a little more because we'll be talking to Bob Sweeney of the Boston Bruins Foundation. That's coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with
MGM Springfield.
The former QB, always laser focused.
It's like going to bed at night, bringing a rattlesnake in your room. Don't sleep on a hot spot, on a hot rock.
And the guy who was always by his side.
The Lakers, UFOs, mayonnaise, all in the mix here.
Zolak and Bertrand.
If that makes any sense.
No.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand at 11:37 this morning. By now, you've probably heard the story of Bishop Feehan High School hockey player. That would be A.J. Quetta, who suffered a spinal cord injury during a game at the end of January. The Boston Bruins have stepped up in a big way to support A.J. Quetta and his family. And we're now joined on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline by the Executive Director of the Boston Bruins Foundation. Bob Sweeney is with us. Bob, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
How we doing, guys? All What's good up, here. Little snow falling again here, Zoe.
Yeah, it's coming down again here. I'm sick of it. They get mad when I talk weather. How's AJ doing? Have you has the organization heard anything more from the family? And I saw the family's release, you know, obviously a week ago, and they requested privacy and that, but. You getting any updates?
Yeah, I've spoken to the dad shortly after his accident, and I've spoken to. I got to tell you, the support's been overwhelming. The hockey community has just been, and not the whole community. You know what Mr. Kraft did too with making a donation has just been incredible. But you know, he's battling. You know. He's still in Mass General as we speak. I know everybody is trying to do their thing. You know, there's been so many different, you know, whether the GoFundMe, which I think is over 800,000, and other new funds that are popping up. You know, the support's been just incredible. And, you know, we're trying to do our part. You know, right when this happened, we were playing the Penguins and we were going to decide what we were going to do. And was fortunate. I know Mike Sullivan pretty well, and I texted Sully at about 1:30 on game day. I said, "Sully, I need your help. We're going to do a stick auction with all of our guys, and I would like Malkin and Crosby." He's like, "No problem." And we got Marino too. He's a local kid. So that first auction with the 19 sticks raised over $38,000, which was amazing. I think Bergeron and Stick went over 4,000, and Crosby's was like 3,500. It was just amazing. So we decided to do another stick auction, and all the teams throughout the NHL have been super supportive. I think we have over 52 items, whether it's sticks or team jerseys, you know, from Connor McDavid to Austin Matthews to Stamkos, you name it, Marner, Tavares, Kuchera, everybody, Patrick Kane. It's just been amazing. That auction is running through Thursday, and anybody can go to BruinsAuctions.org to place a bid for that. And then we also decided to do our 50-50s because we're not in game. We had to think a little bit, though, right? So we used that college degree, and now we decided to do a two-week-long 50-50 and right now, that is over $110,000, and that will end next Saturday. So kudos to everybody that has stepped up, and you know, we're just trying to do our small part as well.
Again, all this to support A.J. Quetta, high school hockey player. That pot at last check was over $109,000 in the 50-50. So obviously, it's something you want to be involved in to help support this effort. Bob, I got to say, this feels like it's it's a hockey thing. I don't know if that's describing it well enough, but hockey sort of has this sense of community that I don't know exists in other sports.
It doesn't, man.
It is pretty amazing. And unfortunately, you know, we have been through this before with Denna Lang, Matt Brown, Travis Roy, Tom Smith. And I will say all the individuals I've mentioned, their foundations and the individuals have been a tremendous help so far, you know, for AJ and his family. You know, as I said, this isn't something that, you know, you recover from in a week, a month, or 6 months. It's a long-term process, and we just want to let AJ and his family know that we'll be with them.
Bob Sweeney is with us. When you see, whether it be Patrice Bergeron or Brad Marchand with the jersey, does it feel like you've got a group of guys on this team that really just embrace everything that you've done with the Bruins Foundation through all of these cases and all the ones that you just named?
Well, you know what? I have to say, you know, everything, as you know, when stuff like this happens, everything comes together quickly. And, you know, we were on a call that afternoon. And as I said, you know, we were talking through, and, you know, we found out that AJ's favorite player was Brad, and Brad says, yeah, no problem. You know, he did a little message to him. But then, you know, just after the game, you know, Craig Smith is a new guy, and what he did after the game, you know, totally, you know, that's on his own, giving the game puck to AJ. And, you know, everybody from Keith Robinson to the whole equipment staff, from the Bruins, from the marketing to the PR, everybody, you know, helped out. And to see what Craig did was just amazing. I can't say enough. I haven't met Craig yet, but it just shows you, again, we talked about the hockey community. I thought it was an unbelievable gesture, and I know the whole team and organization is behind all the efforts.
Bobby, last one for you real quick. With the team so hot as they are right now and how much fun they are to watch, you know, not having the fans and doing what you do, how difficult is it getting to communities or dealing with the alumni situation? You know, and I've done it with the Pats where you get out and you miss events. You can't do the events that you were able to do in the past, so you got to be creative. But how stressful has that been here?
Yeah, it's a virtual world, right, Zo?
It's awful.
But, you know, for the alumni, fortunate, we've been doing some four-on-fours. We did one with Matt Light's Foundation. We've probably done about six or eight games. We only play out of the Canton Ice House, and it's 4-on-4. It's really gone as well as could be expected, and we film them afterwards. But, yeah, as far as other things, it's really tough to do a lot, right, because we have no fans. You know, you can't really have events. So we're just trying to, you know, do some different things with auctions and 50-50s. And, you know, what I tell everybody in this, we just got to get through this and, you know, keep plugging away, do the best we can, and hopefully we'll be out of this soon and up and going like we were a few years ago.
That website again, BruinsAuctions.org, another jersey and stick auction is happening. Great items from players across the NHL. BruinsAuctions.org to get in on that. The bidding open through Thursday. And also BostonBruins.com/5050 to get your 50-50 raffle tickets to support AJ Quetta. You must be located in Massachusetts at the time of purchase. So check both of those out. Bob Sweeney of the Boston Bruins Foundation. Bob, appreciate your time. Thanks for the update.
Thanks, guys. So if you win, I want a little, you're going to throw it back to the to AJ. I'll let you keep a little bit so you can have a little fun on the
cake. Just a little bit. Just a little taste.
Just a little taste. Bit. All right, buddy.
All right, bud. See you, Bobby. Thanks. Good luck.
Thanks.
All right. See
you. Yeah. Got to let him wet his beak a little.
Yeah, give him a little something.
That's the pressure. That's the pressure of the 50-50.
Isn't that the worst on the 50-50?
Once you win
like,
it,
oh, yeah,
like,
get into the 50-50. And
hey,
like, oh,
here's your money.
Right. I was thinking about that for
dirty money in a 50-50.
It is. It feels
that.
Dirty.
That's dirty money. You got to send it.
Not
you
in a high school
right
football game,
in.
Though. I'll keep the damn thing in a high school basketball game. 50-50. Give me that.
Well, for
give
the
150
for the points pool that we did for Louth's kids softball thing. Had you won one of those squares?
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah. What are you going to do? What would you have done, Beetle?
Squares, like, I feel, are different for some reason.
Why?
Julia, no, Beetle. It's like Julia not getting a new
win,
bat.
So, but if I had one, I would have kept
those poor kids in Warwick having to swing with sticks.
Yeah, they're
real
playing
bats.
Out there with broom handles because you wanted to keep your rightly won portion of the football pool.
In sneakers with tape with duct tape on them to keep the toes warm.
Lefty playing with a righty glove.
Yeah,
Hardy, I've been
down.
On the other. Hardy, I've been on the other side of it too, running football squares for charitable causes.
Oh,
my chosen charitable causes a year ago, and I had no expectation of people giving back any of their winnings. And they didn't, and we still raised a lot of money. So, no.
Nope. Okay. All right.
I think squares for a specific football game, you're in the clear. 50-50s, though? Give me my money back. give me back 50, your money. You're not
tough.
Keeping that money.
A lot of pressure. I won't even put money into 50-50.
Especially if you win in person. When you're at an event and you forget it. I've never been especially in that position. I've never won a 50-50, but I have been the guy in the crowd screaming, give it back! Give it back! Give back the money! Boo! Boo! You can't take it! I've been that guy, for sure.
That's why Bobby said that.
Yeah. Is it okay to take back the money that you invested?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, just make me whole, keep the rest. Keep the gravy. Okay.
That's fair. Yeah.
That's a fair solution.
Maybe a little bit more. Maybe pay for pay for parking.
Can I at least get a free dinner out of this? Let's get back to the conversation on the Patriots and the football conversation with Mike Reese giving us the lay of the land, the different routes the Patriots could go at quarterback. That and your calls on the way.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand. Sports talk in the middle of the day.
Are we going to end up watching wild turkeys just pecking at the field?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah, there's no way that they can't address the receiver position, though, on this team. There's just no way they can go through this offseason and not come out of it with an upgrade. But I do agree with Tom. Defensively, they could use some help. And with Gilmore's situation, they may not be able to afford to not have him this coming season.
Oh, bless you, Beto.
I was trying to open it. I was trying.
Very professional.
That's why we keep our guys remote.
It was such a dainty sneeze.
No, it was nice.
It was such a dainty sneeze.
Well done.
Do you have anything else to say, or would you like me to move on? Because I'm going to go to you first.
You wrapped up his point nice and quickly and everything.
I'm trying so hard to hold it in.
Well, let's take a look.
Look who's back in the mix on Early Edition.
Arbell Early Edition. Trenny, Tommy Curran, Phil Perry.
First time I watched it in a long time, and there's my man Beetle.
You watched because I was on.
Yeah, that made me stay, right.
That's right. I bring in the ratings. I mean, hey, big things happen, they call me.
Especially when you sneeze like a cat, right.
By the way, I only think that it sounded like that because the
video's better.
The microphone peaked out and then wasn't sending any audio because that was a loud... That was a loud sneeze. And then I heard Trenny say it was a dainty sneeze. I'm like, no, it wasn't.
I'm glad
it cut out.
That was manly. That was a manly sneeze.
Yeah.
Shut up, T-Bone.
It sounded like you went,
I know, and I didn't. I was worried because I'm like, oh, God, that's so loud and so noticeable. But on TV, it really wasn't.
No.
No.
Sounds like a paintball gun.
What would Jim think that sounded like with Jim's awful sound effects?
Oh, man.
That sounds like a zipper.
The hot stove.
Mike Reese lays out the number of ways and models, as he calls them, that the Patriots could have to figure out their quarterback situation, like the Tannehill model, which we've already discussed today. Marcus Mariota.
Right.
Could he be an option for the Patriots? Jimmy Garoppolo, he says, is a natural fit to return, but would require the 49ers to be open to moving him. Mm-hmm. No guarantee there. He says the Goff route, which is the Eagles wanting to dump Carson Wentz the way the Rams did with Jared Goff, meaning they would send a high draft pick and Wentz to the Patriots.
Yeah.
He says Cam's return.
No, just
Cam
move on.
Cam Newton.
I don't even know why he wrote that.
Could he look better with better weapons around him? He says a different number one. Jameis Winston boosted his stock in 2020.
I'd take him over Cam.
With the Saints.
I'd take him over Cam.
Really?
I would. Hell yes.
Make so many mistakes.
Coach him up.
I don't think you can. I don't think you're going anywhere with James.
I'd rather have that than a guy that bounces balls off the turf. What do you have guys lay down flat on their back?
I'd rather have Cam Newton here because
God.
I agree with the no a-holes. Like, you can't afford to have a-holes on your team. And maybe he was a good teammate in the last couple
counts
of years.
He was,
but I'm
with
sorry.
The Saints.
Like, I want an adult playing quarterback, even if he's physically limited, and that would be Cam Newton. Best of the rest. Assuming Dak Prescott is assigned the franchise tag in Dallas, that leaves the following. Ryan Fitzpatrick, Jacoby Brissett, Mitch Trubisky, Andy Dalton, Tyrod Taylor. That's where we are.
Purgatory.
You loved Tyrod Taylor about 3 years ago, Zoe.
I thought he could have been one of those guys, like maybe you go get, especially with the young kid out there, with the Chargers now and Herbert, that he could function. I mean, he made plays against you in Buffalo.
I think Tyrod Taylor would
be. People don't like Tyrod Taylor, but he made plays against this team.
And I take Tyrod Taylor. You ever seen him on, what's the training camp show? Why am I blanking?
Hard Knocks.
See him on Hard Knocks?
Yeah. That's where you fell in love with Herbert.
He's an adult. Yeah, I did. I told you. I said, they got a good situation there. Herbert's really good. Yeah. I think he's going to work out. He did. But Tyrod Taylor.
Oh, and he had a tough break, too, at the beginning of the year, Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, you can tell Tyrod Taylor's a smart quarterback. We saw that when he was in Buffalo. I don't know where his health is at. I don't know any of those things. I would be happy to have Tyrod Taylor as a quarterback starting next season.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I take that.
I'm kind of with you on Jameis Winston, too. I know he's got talent, and I know he's got some skills, but what would be more frustrating, watching a guy who seemingly can't throw the ball or a guy who throws the ball a lot and throws a lot of picks in the process?
Yeah, I would rather take the guy who's
I'd rather turn it over on downs. I'd rather turn it, you know,
we did that.
Do no a de facto turnover of a three and out than, you know, actually have something going and then throw a pick.
I think Jameis Winston's a complete jackass. I'd have a hard time rooting for Jameis Winston. That's why I don't want anything to do with him.
Yeah, he's had a couple of things that
Of things that I really don't want to have to think about. Yeah. But how much of a dink that guy is.
Well, you like crabs.
There's one
in particular that was worse than that. I don't want to bring it up without having the facts in front of me, but it's not good.
Yeah, it's not good. No thanks. Pass on that. Hard pass. There's one. I found one that I don't want. I've been open to pretty much everybody. Jameis Winston is on my list of no's, my nays. That one. Other than that, I think I take mostly anybody who's available. Tyrod Taylor is a name we have not discussed. That's interesting.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd put him with the Mariota category. You know, type of player, you know, former starter is going to be relegated to backup, and if teams are interested, we'll talk.
I might even put him a little higher than Mariota because I don't have as much against Tyrod Taylor. I can think of
Mariota's
a couple of reasons.
$11 million.
Yeah. Couple of things in my memory that I don't like about Mariota, but I still like them all better than the options currently sitting there.
This is your new life. This is,
yeah,
these are your options.
This is what we're doing in New England while Tom Brady's worried about winning his second Super Bowl title as a Buccaneer.
Well, they're worried about restructuring
and extending
together.
And freeing up
more space.
Could have done that here, but
yep. Mm-hmm. And somehow Bill Belichick is supposed to be unaffected by all this. I don't get that take even a little bit. Not even a little bit. I don't understand it. But Bill doesn't have time to worry about what Brady's doing. Really? He should find some time to worry about Brady's doing what he's doing if he hasn't already. But I think privately he is. I think privately he's got to be motivated by it. We've talked about that. We started the day with that. Let's get back into it after headlines. There are no commercials here.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.